Laudato Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the English News Desk, I'm Irene Lagan. In his weekly general audience this Wednesday, Pope Benedict XVI continued his catechesis on the theologians of the Middle Ages, concentrating specifically on the life and legacy of St. Bernard of Clairvaux. Chris Altieri reports.
Pope Benedict described St. Bernard of Clairvaux as one of the Middle Ages' most outstanding figures, who combined the austerity of the Cistercian monastic renewal with intense activity in the service of the Church in his time.
Because of his great learning and deep spirituality, he is venerated as a doctor of the Church and is often called the last of the Fathers. Together with his theological writings and homilies, including the celebrated sermons on the Song of Songs, Bernard maintained a vast correspondence, developed warm friendships with his contemporaries, defended sound doctrine, and combated heresy and outbreaks of antisemitism.
The Holy Father explained that St. Bernard's spirituality was profoundly Christ-centered and contemplative.
Bernard is also known for his fervent devotion to Our Lady and his insight into her intimate sharing in the sacrifice of her Son. May Bernard's example of a faith nourished by prayer, study, and contemplation lead us closer to Jesus through Mary and grant us that wisdom which finds joyful fulfillment in the knowledge of the saints in heaven.
Following his main catechesis, the Holy Father had particular greetings for pilgrims in many languages, including English.
I offer a warm welcome to the English-speaking pilgrims present to this audience, especially from the Diocese of Lisbon, Saginaw, accompanied by their bishops, as well as from Holy Cross and St. Margaret Mary Parish in Edinburgh. I also greet the visitors from the Netherlands, Nigeria, Tanzania, England, Ireland, Norway, and Sweden. Upon all of you, invoke God's blessings of peace, joy, and hope.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.